Welcome to Fourth Stream Radio, where we consider concepts to help on your quest to a satisfied mind. And today, Dave and I are talking about keys to satisfying and strengthening communication initiatives. And you can find more family resources at mystronghome.com.
Well, I think when it comes to the idea of a workshop, obviously that implies work, but we are looking at several sheets that are, you know, you write out your thoughts, and they're communication starters, they're conversation starters.
Right. And so each day we've been doing kind of a page out of a workshop that we've done. You can go to mystronghome.com and download the entire workshop, or just a different page from different days that you think might be helpful to you. Some of the questions or statements are just you answer them right in the moment. And then some are things that you kind of go, you know, we should probably each read these and decide to get together this weekend and talk for an hour about them. They're just some questions need to be pondered.
Well, and particularly when it comes to communication, and I've got a list of to talk about things, and mm-hmm. I kind of want to just kind of check through them and see whether they resonate with the person that's listening right now. Mm-hmm. First of all, when it comes to communication, a good personal internal question to ask is, what are the things that make me angry?
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, a lot of times it's what's underneath the surface that drives anger.
Yes. And so often it's fear. So you have to come to that. Another thing that I've noticed is when I try to consider what makes you angry, sometimes in the moment I think I know what it is, but I only knew when the moment was. I don't really know maybe what made you angry. And it's kind of the same for you about me. So it's kind of a loaded question. What makes me angry? And do I know kind of what makes you angry?
Well, and some of that doesn't have anything to do with the other person.
Right.
One of the things that makes me angry, and it's something that sneaks up on me all the time, is I'm just tired. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm tired and I have lost the ability to manage my emotions. And before I...
Self-control has disappeared.
Well, and before I recognize it, all of a sudden I've become angry and I've said something, then that just complicates the situation. Mm-hmm. So if you can be in touch with the things that kind of are underneath the surface when it comes to anger, that can have a lot to do with your ability to communicate. So if you feel angry, just try to trace it back before you open your mouth. Why am I feeling angry right now? What is it? Does it really have anything to do with the other person across from me? Or does it have something to do with me personally? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That can help with communication. Well, that leads to a second thing to tick off here. What are the things that make me fearful? Mm-hmm. And I think this would be a good conversation for you and I have together, because I've noticed there are some distinct differences between us as well as between males and females.
Right. These are often the same things that produce the anger. The fear underneath is what makes me angry. For me, lots of times when it felt like we didn't have enough money, we really struggled to make it to the end of the grocery week. You know, when I was fearful about money, it came out as anger.
Sure.
If you spent somewhere, or if we had to spend something unplanned for, those things just make it difficult to not have the fear come out, because it's just there. But that's something to deal with between God and me.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And I think from a...
And blame
a,
you,
and
of
that,
course.
Yeah, and that's a great example. I think when it comes to men, you know, men have a tendency to, you know, I'm not a fraidy cat about hardly anything at all. You know, I'm kind of a walk toward it kind of a person. Mine are like way deep underneath the surface. Like, am I really being respected? Mm-hmm. Am I really being looked at with any kind of esteem at all? Am I being taken into account? Those are all things. And, you know, where do I fit into the pecking order?
Right.
Or, you know, whether it's at work or, you know, whatever group of people that I'm within, that I'm in. And I'm processing that. And once I realize that's a fear, I can go back to my security. You know, where does my security to mm-hmm. come from? And when I'm secure in God, it makes me pretty courageous. I always think of King David before he was a king, when he went out to face Goliath,
yeah.
you know, and he was obviously fearless,
mm-hmm.
but he was fearless not because of what was standing in front of him. He was fearless because of, you know, what was going on inside of his heart. And by making that transition, that made him courageous.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the things that make me angry? That's a great question. What are the things that make me fearful? We touched on this a little bit yesterday. Are there any mutual or individual roots of bitterness in our lives? You know, when we get let down, when things don't happen the way we wish they would, even way from way back, to trace things back to that, that can really impact our communication.
Yeah, I think when you have hopes as a couple and those are, you know, disappointed somehow, those can cause roots of bitterness. I think sometimes the mutual ones aren't as easy for us to see as a couple because we're both in it together.
Yeah.
But one thing to look for is the fruit in our lives. Because if the fruit isn't very healthy, you know there's a root somewhere that isn't right. Because a root always bears fruit, and it's either healthy or unhealthy. It's good or rotten.
I like that. A root always bears fruit. That mm-hmm. was excellent.
Oh, thank you.
Plus it rhymed. You know how I am.
I'm pretty
simple to please when it comes to that. But if you can figure out the ways that, you know, maybe together as a couple, you feel like you've developed bitterness because of maybe something didn't work out mm-hmm. relationally, or maybe something happened in the family that let you down.
Or your business.
Yeah.
And your business failed. Those are huge things to figure out and deal with.
Well, and they may be tied back into upbringing and different things that you didn't realize, or dreams or hopes that didn't mm-hmm. happen when you were younger and you were hoping they were going to come come true, you know, in the future. So all good things to help with communication. I like this one here because it really relates to the interior world of each of us. What mechanisms do you find that help you humble yourself? And humility is a lot of what makes us able to, put ourselves in the other person's shoes and not exert ourselves or exalt ourselves in situations. And putting mechanisms in to help us to humble ourselves can really disarm things when it comes to communication and allow us to have free communication.
Mm-hmm. I think for me, learning how to forgive meant that I had to humble myself. And when I could do that, I just knew that if I'm resisting forgiving someone, I've forgotten the huge debt that I've been paid. And if I fall into that trap, I fall into the trap of thinking that if I don't forgive, it's actually hurting them. But in truth, it's hurting me.
So right.
To not humble myself to do that is really harmful to me.
Well, and that's an excellent example. And I think about situations where, you know, I might be criticized. Mm-hmm. And my response to criticism is to, you
rise
know,
up.
Yeah, I just bristle. But the reality is, you know, a mature person is going to look at it and go, well, let me listen to this and let me consider it. And so you weigh it. I've gotten a lot better about saying, well, that's interesting. I'm certainly happy to entertain that and think that through. Well, I didn't do that as much when I was a younger man.
Big deal for us in our marriage. And I can remember you in particular kind of starting us to recognize that was someone criticized you. And I wanted to say, well, what do they know? They haven't been around, or they have no idea what's going on. And your response to me was, it doesn't really matter where it came from. It's easy to kind of shoot the messenger so that you don't have to listen to the message. Somehow, if you can disqualify the messenger, you don't have to hear what they had to say. But it was the beginning in our marriage of you kind of teaching me and you learning yourself that it doesn't matter who the messenger is. The message may still be from God and it may be really important.
Well, and that's the big deal. It's not even the validity of the message. Where is it coming from? And mm-hmm. you know, even a child can rebuke and correct an older person by what mm-hmm. they say or how they do something. So if I can at least ask that question, you know, what is coming here from God in this whole situation? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can get to the end of it and say, well, I just disagree with you. And I can do that as passionately and dispassionately as I can say, well, you know, I really need to address that and change mm-hmm. it because I think you're right about that. Mm-hmm. When it comes to communication, there are a lot of different things that we can talk about. You can find more video and course information at mystronghome.com. I got several things here. My mind wandered there because I was looking at these next questions. Because these might be a little bit vulnerable. I feel my spouse and I want you to answer this.
Yeah.
I feel my spouse and I don't connect when.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to be real honest right here. I will say that this is as different from one person to another as there are people.
Yes.
I think anyway. For some, it's a topic like money or a hobby taking too much attention. For others, it's being met with initial frustration when you bring up a topic, so it squelches your desire to even pursue it. But all these things need to make it onto the table in such a way that it appeals to the person who needs to hear it. And to me, that's been a big word that I've had to learn. When I really want someone to hear something, it's not how forcefully I say it. It's how much do I appeal to them so that they know this is important for me that they hear it. Not so much the thing itself, but how I present it will make them more willing to listen.
Well, and I think when I think about where you and I disconnect, a lot of times it's in that place that, you know, you and I, we just are different than each other. So we look at things from a different perspective. And I feel like I want other people to understand my perspective. Mm-hmm. And when I feel like you don't understand my perspective, well, then my selfish mm-hmm. this takes over, and rather than having more communication, then I can pull back and start feeling sorry for myself and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I feel my spouse and I connect when, this is a good one because I know you have like hundreds of ideas about how you and I connect.
We do connect. You know, first of all, it's really a good affirming question to talk. It makes each one in the marriage want to duplicate. So when you say to me, you are a really welcoming person, or you are really warm. So that's kind of my answer to your question. What it makes me want to do is do more of it. So just sure. hearing something once is great, but to hear it more often is a reminder that you're noticing me. And not just noticing me physically, but you're noticing who I'm trying to become.
Well, I think they're called, in different self-help books, they're called words of affirmation, mm-hmm. Words of connection. I mean, people have tapped into that because it's pretty difficult for us to live day after day and week after week without receiving affirmation. Now, mm-hmm. you know, you can go too far with that and you're always wanting to be patted on the back or recognized. So I get that. You can mm-hmm. go too far. But in our culture, I kind of feel like it's the other way, where when we're talking about truly substantive things, not hey, right. you did a really good job on that. No, I'm going to give you a trophy because you completed the mm-hmm. completed the exercise. It's more, I've noticed something about
in your character.
You. Yes, mm-hmm. about you as a person that is uniquely you, and that's what makes you special to me. A couple of other things that relate to communication. I feel we are cultivating mutual interests when we dot, dot, dot. So mutual interest, when you think about that in relationship to us, because, you know, we have just different tracks mm-hmm, that we're
we
on.
Well, I can think of one thing. Number one, some friends of ours, the guy loved doing bike riding, and she realized, if we're going to do this together, I need to join him. And so she did. She discovered she loved it. Now they've been doing RagBri forever. There was some instruction to me in that. You started watching football. You'd never really been a huge person to watch football, but I realized if I'm going to at least join him even a little in this, I need to know more about it. And so we took a year and I said, teach it to me. Explain to me the strategy and who the people on each team are to watch. And for several years, I really enjoyed it. Now I still enjoy it, but just not the same. But that was a move I made toward you.
I don't know if you've noticed this one, but you know, you're the one that would have people, I'd invite people over, then you take care of them when they get there. And that's something that I had to learn how to do, to engage in the process so that it didn't just leave you out to, you know, hanging out there to taking care of it. You can find more video and course information at mystronghome.com. Forestream.com is a collection of resources to help you and those you know experience the freedom of a kingdom life. If you'd like to listen to today's program in its entirety, go to forestream.com and click on the radio button.